Okay, so now let's turn our minds to the think about the big question of this week, which is why is it important to study integration?
那现在我们就来看本周的这个重点要学习的内容，这个大的问题啊，就为什么学习整合是这么的重要呢？
Integration is an important topic for many reasons, but I've listed just three of them at the start of this, you know, on this PPT.
那么当然整合其实有很多的原因啦，这个很重要，但是在这里老师列出了主要的三点。
If we understand what integration involves, it's going to help us to join in the effort to better evaluate both Christian and secular approaches to counseling.
那么如果我们能够好好的学习到整合的话，它可以帮助我们更好的去评估基督教和世俗的不同的心理疗派的一些方法。
And also throughout this course, you're going to be throughout this entire program, you're actually going to be reading this book by McMinn and Campbell. And if you can understand what integration means, it's going to help you to understand their approach better.
那么在这门课以及我们整个的学习项目当中，我们都会学习马克敏和康贝尔博士的整合心理治疗，我们后面就称为 IP 啊 IP。那么如果我们能够理解什么是整合，我们就能够更好的去理解他们的这个模式。
Many of us have encountered in our Christian community some form of opposition to psychology.
那还有就我们很多的人啊，或多或少都在我们的信仰社区当中经历过一些对于心理学的一些抵制或者是一些误解。
And this is a perfect example of how you are serving as a pioneer.
那其实这就是一个非常完美的例子哈，你是以先驱者的这样的角色来进行侍奉。
So in the face of this kind of criticism, all of you have chosen to sign up for this program and learn more about psychology.
那在面对一些挑战和一些这样的抵制里面哈，大家还是决定来注册这门课程来学习哈整合心理治疗。
My hope is that throughout this course, you're going to learn things that will help to equip youTo better answer people when they ask you, why are you doing this? And you can basically give a better answer.
那所以我们的盼望就是当大家在这个课程当中学下来，能够更好的装备你，当别人来问你，你为什么做这个，或者当大家有疑问的时候，你可以来去有一个好的回应。
You can help them to see that what you're doing is not of the devil, but can potentially help us to serve God more effectively.
你可以向人解释说，其实我们所做的整合这个心理咨询，它并非出于那恶者，反而是有极大可能能够更好的去侍奉主。
The readings for week one, are made up of an assortment of chapters written by American Christians who are wrestling with the issues involved in integrating knowledge from Christianity with modern science.
那么在第一周大家的阅读材料呢，是来自于不同的美国基督徒的一些著作啊，一些不同的文章，那么都是讲到关于基督教价值观以及世俗心理学流派之间的一些不同的一些看法，一些意见见解。
Because there's no one good source of information on this topic in Chinese, we had to translate this literature and into Chinese and then put the pieces together.
那么因为我们目前没有现成的已经翻译成中文的这样的一些文章和资源，所以我们得自己去翻译节选不同的一些资源进行翻译，然后把它们拼凑在一起。
So I apologize for this somewhat disconnected feel that you might have from what I call a Chinese language patchwork quilt of United States Christian integration literature.
所以在这里老师首先道歉，就是如果在读的过程当中大家感觉好像不是那么的通顺，连贯性不是那么的一致的话，那真是因为这个就好像是咱们那个小时候那个拼布的被子哈，那个百家被一样，真的是拼凑起来的。
The white part of the quilt in the picture is a reminder that you are pioneers and it's your role to help to fill in the white spaces to create your own approaches to integration.
那么在这个图片上大家能看到有白色的部分哈，那其实这个是对大家的一个视觉上的提醒，我们就是一个先驱的角色，我们要在这个白色部分做填充， 去形成自己的整合，在自己的文化处境以及所侍奉的人群当中，有调整的去形成因地制宜的这样的整合。
In your optional reading is an article by Moreland and Beckwith. We translated part of it into Chinese, but it's just optional because it's kind of abstract and difficult to understand.
有一个大家的选择性阅读里面有一篇文章。当时来自于莫兰和贝克维斯的啊，这个是让大家做选读材料呢。是因为这个文章比较抽象，所以老师没有要求大家必须去读。
But because I think that they give a really good explanation for why studying integration matters, I just want to highlight their main points.
但是因为他们其实很清，就是列出了一系列的要点哈，为什么整合是很重要的，整合是什么，所以在这里老师想把几个要点进行一下教导。
So first off, we know that Moreland and Beckwith explain that the basic idea of integration is just to form or to blend into a whole.
那首先呢，莫兰和贝克维斯解释了"整合"这个词的意思，就是去组织或者混合，使之成为一个整体。
And also, they make that very important distinction between the two kinds of integration, conceptual integration and personal integration.
而且呢，两位学者也进行了一个非常重要的区分，就是把整合分为两类，概念性整合和个人性整合。
Basically, their article is a call to action for Christians so that no matter what our profession is, we would take our Christian faith seriously and integrate our Christian worldview into every aspect of our lives, including how we think, how we feel.
那其实呢，两位学者他们的这个文章呢，是呼召，是对基督徒一个行动的呼召啊。不论你从事任何的职业、任何的行业，那其实呢，你都是应当在你生活的方方面面，的活出基督的信仰。
Moreland and Beckwith give seven reasons why conceptual integration is important. And so I just want to review them.
那么，莫兰和贝克维斯讲到，给出七个原因，说到为什么概念性整合非常的重要。然后老师在这里强调一下，第一个原因是因为圣经是真理的教导。
When they talk about that, they are emphasizing that if we really believe that the Bible is true,
那他们其
then we must
，we
include the
must。
Bible when we think about the ideas that we learn from our profession.
他们第一点就是讲的，如果你真实的相信圣经里面都是真理，是真理的教导的话，那么在我们所从事的行业当中，又必须将圣经深入其中。圣经是我们行业当中的部分。
So for us, the field that we're talking about is counseling.
那我们所从事的行业哈，就是心理咨询。
You know, if there's areas of conflict, we have to figure out what's the reason for the conflict.
所以，如果这其中有冲突的话，我们就得去弄明白那个冲突到底是为什么发生这样的冲突，冲突在哪儿。
Is it because a claim in our field is false, or have we misinterpreted the Bible, or maybe the Bible and our field are not talking about the same thing?
到底是，就是我们误解了圣经呢？我们是对圣经的解释有误，还是我们在所在的这个领域，我们行业当中的这个认识有误，或者是其实我们所讲的跟圣经里讲的不是同一回事儿。第二个原因就是我们的职业使命与全人门徒品格都需要整合。
Essentially, by this, they mean that we should think and behave as followers of Christ, not just when we're in Christian settings, but also in our work and in our personal life.
这就是说，我们行事为人不能只是在基督徒的圈子里面、信仰社区或者教会里面，我们才是基督徒，而是在我们的职业当中，在我们的个人生活的方方面面，我们都是基督的门徒。
It isn't enough to just think about the Bible when we're involved in a Bible study or evangelism. We also need to think deeply about how the Bible applies to our work as counselors.
那不是说只是在查经啊，或者传福音的时候，我们才想到哦，圣经，圣经，而是在我们作为心理咨询师的时候，在我们的辅导当中，我们也需要去思想圣经里面的内容，圣经的影响。第三点就是基督徒的生活中，那意念之功用， 的圣经教导需要与圣经以外知识的价值需要整合。
So God cares about how we think.
上帝是很在意我们的所思所想的。
His truth can be found in both the Bible, which is special revelation, and outside of the Bible, the general revelation.
那他的真理呢，是在圣经里面，我们的特殊启示，以及圣经以外，也就是普遍启示当中都存在的。好，第四点就是忽视整合所带来的代价会导致圣俗二分。
There's a current tendency for Christians to separate their Christian faith from serious intellectual life. Okay, yeah.
现在有这样的一个潮，有一个潮流和趋势呢，就是基督徒他们的信仰和他们的生活有分裂，中间有一个巨大的隔阂。
Moreland and Beckwith are arguing that we need to practice integration to prevent Christianity from being pushed to the margins from the public sphere of ideas.
所以在这里呢，莫兰和贝克维斯就讲到，我们是需要啊去学习整合，好使到就是不至于我们的信仰是一个边缘化的东西。
So our Christian beliefs are not private and personal matters, but rather should make a difference in how we work in society.
那事实上呢，我们的信仰不应当只是一个私密的、个人的啊隐私的东西，相反，它应当是在社会当中，在我们的工作，在我们的行业当中是带来影响和改变的。第五点就是属灵征战的本质促使整合。
These authors say that spiritual warfare is primarily a war of ideas.
那其实呢，两位作者就说到，就是其实呢，属灵征战，本质上就是思想，意识上的、形态上的征战。
So we need to use truth that's found both in the Bible and outside of the Bible in a solid and intelligent manner of integration, so that we can fight false ideas, that the devil uses to deter God's work.
所以呢，我们实际上是需要运用在圣经以及圣经之外同样合一的真理，来去参与到这样的属灵征战当中啊，来去将人的心意夺回。第六点就是灵性塑造也呼求整合。
When we practice integration, basically we're trying to see things as they really are.
是我们在操练整合呢，就是在操练看到事情的真相和本质。
As we strengthen what we really believe, then it basically affects how we act, and so basically we have a spiritual transformation process going on. You know, the more confident we are in what we believe, the more it'll affect our behavior.
那这个就是我们越是在我们的信仰上有坚定、有晋升、有坚固，那我们在行为上当中，我们才能这样的活出来。就是我们的思想会影响我们的行为。我们越对我们所信的有信心，我们活出来就越坚定。其实这个就是一个灵性塑造的一个过程。最后一点，第七点就是整合在当今的世界观的挣扎与当代知识危机当中极为关键。
So basically, there's a current struggle between Christianity and secular worldviews that deny the existence of transcendent spiritual reality and universal absolute truth.
那么其实现在在当代的这个就是知识潮流当中有这么一个危机呢，就是否认超自然形态的存在，否认灵性和上帝的这种存在。
Next week, actually, you're going to be learning how to practice your own integration.
下个星期我们需要去操练，形成自己的，形成个人的整合。
I have the topic is for you to learn about some principles for doing your own, you know, conceptual integration.
老师给到我们一些具体的原则，怎么样就是去形成自己的整合。
And then you're going to be using those principles to watch out for, you know, when you're reading this secular textbook and begin to practice looking for yourself for concepts that don't fit the Christian worldview.
所以呢，就是老师在下一周就会要求我们运用这些原则去在学习我们世俗课本的，我们也有世俗教 科书的课本当中啊，怎么样去操练，开始实践个人就是概念性的整合。
So I hope that as you read this book and you practice using those principles, some of these reasons that Moreland and Beckwith talked about will help you better appreciate the importance of what you're doing.
那么，所以呢，在下周当大家在运用那些原则去操练概念性整合的时候，我们会想到这几个重要的原因，为什么进行整合，好让我们能够更加去坚定更加去感激我们现在所做的工作。